Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
People are idiots. Ah, fuck you. Fuck you assholes, right? I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I'm sick and tired. I'm literally sick and tired. No, fuck you, right? All right, that's enough. Shut up. Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. It's going down. Let's get this started. Fucking jail. DITB back up in this. That's right, I've been on a little bit of a hiatus. I've been sick. Got some sort of cold, cough, sore throat thing going on. I've been resting and fluidizing as best I can, and not 100%, but working on it. But of course, I can't resist doing Free Ball Friday. Just because I'm sick doesn't mean that precludes me from walking around town without any underpants on today. And that I did. Good times cruising around, and it was a great day to do it, the ideal day to do it. My God. It was actually hot in San Francisco today. It was humid too, a little bit hot and humid in San Francisco. Odd. You don't usually get the humidity in San Francisco. Anyway, we're experiencing our Indian summer here in San Francisco. It's a beautiful time to be in the Bay, and I'm grateful and blessed to be here with you. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. It's Free Ball Friday. My voice is, I don't know how long my voice is going to hold up tonight, to be honest. So I'm going to rely on you, the callers, as I always do, even when my voice is operational, or fully operational. I'm going to rely on you, the callers, the listeners, to call in and contribute to a little group conversation here. Think of it as our own little general assembly on the interwebs. Twinkles. Twinkles, everybody. Twinkles. Can we get Twinkles in the chat room, please? Can we get Twinkles in the chat room, goddammit? I don't even care if they're downward twinkles. Just give me some twinkles, kids. Oh, yeah. Twinkles, baby. All right. Let's do a little shout-out to the early chit-chatters. Shouts out to Sugar, Zero Sugar, a non-sicko. Boy, I tell you, I've been an anon-sicko myself. Well, not an anonymous sicko. I've been a VITB sicko as of late. So I can relate to sicko. But enough of that. Let's forget about my sickness. Enough about me. It's all about you, the listener. Briz540. Or that could be SAO. I don't know. You fucking internet geeks. I can't keep up with you. Brutal Thundercat, I will not connect with you via video connection. I do not do video chats. I don't play that. Caleb News in the building. I see you on the Switch. I see you on the switchboard, Caleb, and I will be attending to you shortly. Let's get through with this. Scion Orthus. Jesus Lord. Seriously? Scion Orthus. Scion Orthus. Scion Orthus. That's an interesting name. Evil Sexy Bitch. Shouts out to Evil Sexy Bitch, one of the goddesses in the house. Fallen Gryphon. Welcome, Fallen Gryphon. Also, welcome, FJ Boss. Ghost Zero. Shouts out, Ghost Zero. Also, Goose Cream Soup. Green Bastard. Green Bastard, watch yourself. This is not a free speech zone. I do reserve the right to mute you from time to time. You're welcome to lend your commentary and your opinion, but please refrain from scrolling and spamming. Would appreciate that. I'm not saying you're not doing anything bad. I'm not complaining about anything now, but you have a history, okay? Let's just put it that way. Isnan in the building. Lowell's Ghost, Mary Mad, Wendigo has, there's a Mrs. Wendigo? Mrs. Wendigo in the house. Wow. Shouts out to Mrs. Wendigo. Prison Reform Movement, another goddess. Oh, excuse me, Mary Mad, of course. A major goddess in the building. Shouts out to Mary Mad, Lowell's Ghost. Prison Reform Movement, Suse Seki, Shagmi, Vincent the Gay, Wendigo. Wendigo, thanks for bringing out your wife tonight. Appreciate that, dude. Good times. Wow. Well, we're fired up here. It's Free Ball Friday. And you know what that means. You have to stay fully clothed. Come on, this is a PG-13 show, so we got to keep it real, okay? Keep it 100. Yeah, call me, 347-826-7667. It's Free Ball Friday. Talk about whatever's on your mind. And I got some requests for some music. There's going to be some music coming up via request. Shouts out to Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore. They have announced their separation. And I think that pretty much destroys Sonic Youth. So that happened today. The hipster nation must be in mourning at this point. Williamsburg must be a hush. Also, there's been a lot of shit that's gone on in the last couple of days. I haven't done a show in a couple of days. A lot of shit has popped off that I haven't had a chance to cover on my show. This Jacksonville Hackerazzi suspect has been apprehended and brought out to California. The guy who allegedly got the iPhone pics of what's-her-face? Scarlett Johansson. So this dude has been apprehended. Talk about that. What else can we talk about? Oh, all this Occupy shit keeps going on. I know you guys are twinkling for that crap. All this Occupy stuff, glory rolls on. Denver evicted some protesters last night. New York tried to and then decided they weren't going to. But there was plenty of altercations nonetheless. Pretty gnarly stuff. It was NYPD, man. They don't mess around. I saw a video today of some guy getting pinned down by a NYPD officer on a fucking moped. Like, this guy was on it, laying on the ground, and this fucking NYPD officer literally runs over the guy's ankle and stops on top of it to keep him pinned to the ground so the other cops could take him away. Oh, man, those NYPD cops are ruthless. Don't fucks with that, people. You got to know what you're getting into, all right? But, hey, it's civil disobedience. You know, it has, you know... You got to be ready for that. When you're practicing civil disobedience, you know, you know shit is going to happen. You just got to be ready for it. So yeah, plenty of drama. Oh, whatever. Fuck you. And you guys aren't downward twinkling me, are you? Don't downward twinkle my ass, all right? It's my show. I'll mute you. Yeah. Yeah, it's Free Ball Friday.
Balls to you.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Diane Sawyer as well. Oh, my God. Diane Sawyer, that withering prune of a woman who's got to be, what, 70, pushing 70? This woman's a senile woman, should be in retirement, milking her job for all it's worth. Here's she's reporting on the Occupy Wall Streeters, and I don't know if maybe this is a slip of the tongue, or maybe the interns are fucking or trolling her on the teleprompter, but she reported today on national news that over 1,000 countries are now engaged in Occupy protests of some sort or another. 1,000 countries. I don't think there even is 1,000 countries. In fact, I know there isn't because somebody tweeted me and told me there's like 194. Anyways, if you don't believe me, here it is.
We thought we'd bring you up to date on those protesters, the Occupy Wall Street movement. As of tonight, it has spread to more than 250 American cities, more than 1,000 countries, every continent but Antarctica.
Over 1,000 countries.
It's over 9,000.
Oh, is that? Oh, it's not 194. It's over 9,000. Damn, Diane Sawyer, get it right. It's over 9,000. Come on.
9,000? There's no way that could be right.
I'm serious. I did not edit that, by the way. That was not spliced. That was not edited. It was not unadulterated. Well, I did cut it out of a larger piece, but I didn't, you know, I kept her actual line intact. Like, seriously, this is what she said. And you can look it up on fucking YouTube.
We thought we'd bring you up to date on those protesters, the Occupy Wall Street movement. As of tonight, it has spread to more than 250 American cities, more than 1,000 countries, every continent but Antarctica.
1,000 countries. There's 1,000 countries that are occupying Wall Street. This is brilliant marketing. My God. Oh, yeah. Another thing that popped up in the news that I kind of snuck under my radar was this computer virus that was reportedly hit U.S. Predator and Reaper drones. That's right. I swear to God, Anonymous is a fucking unforreal. Don't doubt Anonymous. If whatever, one thing I've learned, don't doubt Anonymous, okay? Don't try to challenge them unless you want them to follow through. Because I on, if you go back on my Twitter feed, it's got to be like 1,000 fucking tweets ago. But right around the time that, I don't know, Anonymous, I think they had hit up, it might have been Lulzsec, actually. I think it was Lulzsec hit like PBS or, no, it wasn't PBS because I liked the PBS one. I don't know. They hacked somebody, and I kind of like was snarky, and I tweeted them that, oh, yeah, if you really want to impress me, why don't you hack a fucking Predator drone? And I think they're like, I think they took it seriously and literally, because that's what happened, dude. I shit you not. A computer virus has hit U.S. Predator drones. Infected cockpits of several of America's Predator drone and Reaper drones. Logging pilots every keystroke as they remotely fly missions over Afghanistan and other war zones. The virus first detected nearly 2 weeks ago by the military's host-based security system has not prevented pilots at the Air Force Base in Nevada from flying their missions overseas, nor has it been any confirmed innocent incidents of classified information being lost or sent to outside source, but the virus has resisted multiple efforts to remove it from the computers. Network security specialists say, and the infection underscores the ongoing security risks in what has become the U.S. military's most important weapons system. So basically, these pilots, if you want to call them, in Nevada, who are remote controlling or navigating these Predator drones by remote control, they got a bunch of keylogging malware on their system. So what's that all about? I thank you, Brutal Thundercunt. I did report on P. Diddy's docs a few days ago. That we talked about that on my last show. Yeah, definitely touched on that. So yeah, we can talk about that. We can talk about the Occupies, whatever. It don't matter. It's fucking Free Ball Friday. All right. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm gonna take a quick little break here and come back with your calls. Crappy Tires is on deck. If you want to join me, don't be shy. 347-826-7667. It's motherfucking Free Ball Friday, bitches.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
I'm Nick Stone, my friend.
Yeah, keep juggling those things, baby. Juggle, baby.
I knew you was a freak when I seen you on the dance floor to me. Caught my eyes with no surprise, and now you doing your thing. Immaculate on the side when you like licking right in my brain. My toes pop, I fall down and I pray to my Lord and I say, girl, don't stop. Because your mouth is both nuts in them like a hot pack of rocks. It don't make sense, but you keep juggling.
Jeez, no fucking respect. That's it. Keep juggling. That's right. Keep juggling, juggling, baby. Oh. Green bastard. Green bastard, 2 minutes. Green bastard, 2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling.
Get down on your knees and prepare thyself for a pound of Angus beef. Girl, you match your match if you claim to be a freak. Get some X up your ass if you fuck around with cheese. Now you rollin', 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 rollin'. Gently down the stream and your only mindset, bang, bang, ski, ski. But I don't know what you heard, but Mr. Marley go deep. The East and the East, and Memphis, Tennessee. Translation, I'm a beast in the sheet, yeah. To beat that thing up and throw it on my street team. Get your ass.
Keep juggling, juggling, keep juggling, juggling. My ball, your jaw, my ball,
your jaw.
Keep juggling, juggling me. Keep juggling, juggling me. My ball, your jaw, my ball, your jaw.
Your ball, your ball. Last night you made me feel so good. My ball, girl, I didn't know that you would suck them like you would. My ball, just love the way you do the things you do. My ball, you gon' keep sucking till I just on you. You know I love the way your mouth is still wrapped around my ball. You know that I just want you to make it all come out. You suck and pull and slurp on me, it makes me feel so good. My toes curl up and then I give you everything I could.
Keep juggling, juggling, juggling.
That's right, keep juggling, baby. Juggle those things, honey.
Juggling. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Big ups to Brewmatics. That was that track, My Balls, by Brewmatics out of Milwaukee, Milltown, in the building. What's up? VITB back up in this. And let's go back to the line. Let's go to the lines for the first time tonight and see what our friend Caleb, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Crappy Tires. What's he up to? What's going on, Caleb?
Well, first I want to say, Vince, you need to learn how to say my name. It's Caleb. It's not Caleb.
Caleb, what's up? What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. Well, did you see how I infiltrated ProSec today?
No, I didn't. Please, explain me. Explain it to me and
well,
my audience.
Well, so I went into the IRC and So I went into the IRC and I told them that I was a reporter and whatever and all my like info. So I guess some of them recognized me and some of them came in and called me a D-bag and all this shit. So I started asking them some, you know, a few simple questions. And one of them posted an IP and he says, attack, attack, attack. And I felt like I was in anti-sex. So I was like, let's do an article on this. So I wrote a little article about my experience in their chat. Well, they didn't like it very much, and I told them I was going to write it. And so they trolled me, and one of them told me that if I didn't delete the article, they said, or else. So Your Non-News picked it up, and he said, you mad, bro? And it just made them go flying like little ants. And then, you know, your friend Sam Bowne, I hear he's your teacher now at school. I saw you tweeting today.
Yeah, apparently I'm in his class now.
He's like, oh, man, ProSec is a bunch of criminals. And he's like their god, so.
Well, it's got to be someone's god, I guess.
They gave me about 20 pages of stuff, 20 pages of hate after posting the article. But whatever. And then they came on IRC and told me that everything I said is a pile of bullshit. So I felt, you know,
you do,
like,
you do talk a lot of shit, though.
Well, whatever, but it wasn't shit this time.
You are prone to shit talking.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because, you know, you should be able to, if you can dish it, you should be able to take it. That's just how it goes.
I don't know. Anyway, I just kind of laughed it off, and we moved on. From all the hate.
MoveOn.org. Speaking of which.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what have you been up to, Vince? You haven't been on the air lately.
No, I've been nursing a goddamn fucking sickness, bro.
I got banned from 3 shows while we were gone.
What 3 shows were you banned
from? So, this doctor's show got real butthurt when I played my ice cream song. And another one, I played Moses Freetopiary, and the guy like went all crazy on me, and he like apologized to his whole crowd. That's pretty funny. He's like, you know, sometimes on BTR, and I was like, you don't expect to be trolled on BTR.
And who were the other two? Who were the other two shows?
I don't remember. Marijuana didn't ban us. But he was talking about taking me off a butt.
Johnny Cush. I love Johnny Cush.
Ghost banned me. Ghost got me.
Oh, you went after Ghost.
Yeah. I think I cabin for life to him, and he didn't like that.
Yeah, Ghost is not very happy with Anonymous these days. I've been listening to his show, and
Seemed pretty butthurt, to be honest with you.
He likes it when Anonymous hits people like Syria. He loves that kind of crap, but he doesn't seem too impressed with the Occupy Wall Street stuff. He's pretty down.
Not at all. I mean, he's like he seems like it's like hurting his money or something. He's getting all wild about it.
Yeah,
you know, tomorrow Occupy Canada starts. By the way, all of the occupations in Canada.
About time.
I was a part of some of the planning of that because I have the account Occupy Canada. So I'm dealing with a steady stream of trolls that say that we sit on our asses and have no jobs. It is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I never knew that using your peaceful right to assembly was sitting on your ass and being a jackass. So that's what I learned this week, Vince.
Good times. Caleb,
yeah.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate the call. Stick around. We got a really good a friend of the show lined up right now. Let's bring him on. Brosef Stalin, what's up?
Hello?
Brosef Stalin, what's on your mind?
I'm a maniac like you, fucker.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to smoke your ass!
Dude, are you mad?
Shit, sucking ass, bitch ass, meet me somewhere fucking where. You call him a crew with that bullshit, meet me somewhere.
Why are you mad, bro? Why are you so mad, bro?
You know something, you ain't the one bitch got the keys to the gym, bitch.
Why are you mad, bro?
The towels on my back, too.
Brosef Stalin, why are you mad, bro? Seth? I apologize, folks. He gets riled up pretty quickly and easily. It's just how it is. Let's try this person. I feel a good vibe coming from this next caller because I'm familiar with him. It's Anon Sicko. What's up, Anon Sicko?
Not much, man. What's going on?
Dude, I don't know. Brosef Stalin is fucking raging at me right now. I don't know what his deal is. And, yeah, just holding it down here. Friday night, free ball Friday. You know how it
is. Had a rough day. I'm using your day to get into a better mood, so you need to provide maximum role.
My day has been full of hacking up large amounts of mucus, phlegm. You don't want to live vicariously through my day. Trust me, I've been sick as a dog for the last 3 days, and yeah, it's just not good times. Not something you'd want to envy. Lung butter. That's what I'm dealing with. Lung butter and just mucus. Mucus, dude. Just gunks
just
of it.
Take my word for it. Your day could be so much worse. It could be so much worse. So.
All right. Well, what do you want? What do you want to talk about, dude? Let's get your mind off of it.
I was kind of hoping an Ani Bear would be here. She always makes me laugh.
Oh God, help us. Anani Bear, who knows? I can't predict these things. You can always put a little campaign going on Twitter. I don't know. Anani Bear.
I did.
Might
I
be
tweeted her.
Anani Bear is kind of a partier, you know, kind of a loose cannon. I would imagine on a Friday night, Anani Bear is probably on the town, on the prowl. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Awkward silence.
All right. Good times. Well,
so
hang
up
on there, dude. Hang on there, dude. We got another caller here. Shagmi, you're on the air. What's up?
Not much. Trying to find the people arrested in Seattle last night. I have the list of the people in Denver already. 23 in Denver, and I believe 10 or 11 in Seattle. And there's another one that happened last night. I can't remember. But it was fucking chaos last night, having like 6 windows open. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly. I was watching the Denver. I had that on my laptop in the background. And I was blowing copious amounts of chunks of phlegm out of my nose. I was paying attention to some of the. What was it? The Channel 9 news there, NBC news feed.
Yep.
That was interesting. It looked like it was pretty peaceful. You know, they just kind of, you know, there wasn't a big fracas. There wasn't, you know, wielding batons like in, say, oh, I don't know, New York.
Well, you know, New York, the NYPD love to fucking hit the protesters.
See,
like they're speed bumps.
You know what? This, I don't know if you. You remember when Operation BART was going on?
Oh my God, the tension there was just crazy.
And you remember when I was saying, dude, this feels like a theater. This feels like it's staged. It feels like a dry run for something bigger. I think we're seeing what the dry run was for. It's for these bigger exercises that are going on all across the fucking country now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And
I called it from the beginning, dude. That Operation BART was just a microcosm. It was just like a little miniature dry run for what's going on in every fucking town in the goddamn country now. Isn't that a little suspect? Don't you find that
suspect? No, it's not suspect. It's called the social experiment, and it seems to be working out pretty well. Just different places take it differently. The police officers, cops, sheriff, so on, they just have different mentalities. It's fun seeing, you know, which state is really respectful, which state says, you know what, fuck you, we're going to go into your camp like Boston, take everything out and basically embarrass the veterans of America. That was just, that made me pissed off. I mean, to arrest a veteran who served this country, you should be disappointed in yourself completely. Like, I can't even fathom it. It just, I'm brain farting thinking about it.
All right, Caleb wants to jump in. Well, go ahead. Caleb, how are you?
I want to know why you muted
crappy
me.
Crappy tires.
I was just going to ask Sicko if he wanted his Twitter feed to be happy.
I'm sorry, I have
what
to
is,
muted.
What
did you say?
You
offer to make me happy? Caleb, you should never say that
Twitter
to another man.
How would you like your Twitter feed to be happy?
I only follow like 3 of your accounts, so it really...
All right, I'm going to let those two work things out in the green room and take calls. You're still with me, Shagmi. OpNoPro, you're on the air. What's up, bro?
Hello, Vince. Hello, Shag. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Pro.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just trying to collect information and stuff that happened last night.
Yeah, on the arrested people. The other one that you're missing, you got Denver.
Yeah.
You got New York early this morning. Some. There was a group that went south. Did you watch that group on the radio reference?
No, where did they go? Where did they go
south? Kind of like towards the, I guess it would have been a little bit north of the where's the area, Vince, that they play the jazz down south, you know, in Manhattan, the lower part. What do they refer to it? Oh, Greenwich. A little bit north of Greenwich, so north of that.
Before the cops are here. I'm getting vanned.
Oh, shit. Turn the show over to us, then.
All right, guys. All right, okay. OpNoPro, take over. You know what to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, who wants some cocaine now from Vince? Because he's got some good coke coming in. Who's up for the cocaine? Put your orders in. Remember, he's got the best shit. Not about Anonymous. It's about his blow. So, who wants what now? Cabin, want any orders?
Oh, okay, I'm back. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
I wasn't banned. It was false alarm.
Everything
was neighbor had a heart attack. It was an ambulance. My bad.
Okay.
It's I'm back. It's okay. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
Let's bring on
libraries. Libraries.
What, huh?
They're talking about libraries and ordering books and things. That's all. Just regular straight shit. No problem.
Good times. Let's bring on another caller here. Let's see who this is and what they want to say. Area code 210, caller, you're on the air. What's up? What's up? Who is this?
Not much of that. What's up with you guys?
Is this Div?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Synthetic Divinity here, everybody. What's up, Div?
Hey, Div.
Our famous snore-aholic on the show. Our resident
so cute.
Sar.
Look, okay, I doubt that was me. I'm pretty sure it's the one that was doing
you.
That.
No, no.
Bye.
I totally muted you and isolated you. It's in the archive. It's
3 times it's in the archive. 3 nights. Not one. This is more than one DNA test. This is representative of your life.
So what's up, Div? What's going on? What's new? What's the haps?
Nothing. I'm finally done with midterms.
Oh, good.
Got all that off my shoulders. Guess tomorrow I'm not sure what I'm going to do, if I'm going to be able to be out there and occupy SA or not, but I'll do my best to be there because I don't live in San Antonio. I don't know if I've mentioned that, but I guess that's it. I don't really have much on my mind. I just like calling in and listening to you guys and talking with you guys.
Yeah, we're trying to remember where people got arrested last night and early this morning. I have 4 cities, though, Shag. I think it's Denver. Chicago had a couple. New York South early in the morning. Seattle.
Wow.
Yeah, but mostly wasn't that bad. I mean, it's not like... I expected a lot worse, but I guess they're just, they're not ready, the kids and stuff. They're just not ready. It's not going to be significant change with just doing it this way, but it's okay. I mean, it's kind of controversial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of controversial, let's go to Brosif Stalin. What's up, Brosif?
I'm standing here with this motherfucking car, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, nah.
Yes, of course.
I totally sympathize.
I totally sympathize with you, Brosif. I hear where you're coming from, bro.
Fuck, I ain't trying to hear all that talk shit.
I hear you, man. I understand. I feel your pain. We're the 99%, brother. We're on the same team. Come on, dude.
Give me 2 minutes. Let me put this clip in this motherfucker.
You always turn to guns and violence. Why with you, Brosif Stalin? Always the guns and the violence.
My clip is in, bitch. How about yours?
My clip has been erect all night, but the weapon, it's a different type of weapon, if you know what I'm saying, bro.
I'll see your bitch ass soon.
All right, dude. See you later. Peace out. I think Goose Cream Soup might be a super here. Goose Cream Soup, is that you?
Yeah.
What's going on, girlfriend? How are you tonight?
I'm good.
What's new?
Drinking.
What's on your mind?
What are you drinking again?
Tonight?
Not
what are you
drinking.
What am I drinking?
Yeah.
Juice.
Oh, that's good. Is it any alcohol in the juice?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you're glad you're blessing it. I'm doing a still, and I got dueling banjos playing in the background. What the fuck, man? What are you doing? You drink often.
I drink often? No, I don't. Like, every weekend.
How long are your weekends? Is it any day that ends in, like, D-A-Y or some shit? I mean, every time you're on, you talk about
it. No.
Okay.
No. I don't drink during the week. I have classes during the week.
All right. I had the wrong impression. I know that you hold it well, so it doesn't matter to me, but
I don't think she holds it well.
She holds it well, and talking about your drinking, that's another story, but I did hear you held it well, so that's good. Did you like that song I played for you, Stinko? Did you like that? I put one out there for you and Goose the other day and a whole bunch of love songs for people. Some good shit's going over the trance.
You're
I
on,
didn't
Sicko.
Even hear him.
Yeah, you're on, Sicko.
I didn't even hear him.
Oh, okay.
Am I on?
What songs were they?
One was Civil War's Poison and Wine, gorgeous piece. Another one was... I don't know, I put one out for the two of them that was quite unusual. Oh. I forget which one it was. I don't think it was kind of a very... Piper's at the Gates of Dawn by Van Morrison, probably. That's a beautiful piece. And I don't know, some Leonard Cohen stuff that I was throwing around, early stuff. Don't remember. It was some glorious stuff. We were doing Love Songs of Freedom the other night and just blasted. Freedom was singing. It was really nice. Good stuff.
No, I've been kind of preoccupied the past couple days.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm the same way. I'll pop a song on, and 4 minutes later, I'll put another one on. Meanwhile, I'm just like putting all kinds of stuff out for everybody to follow. Just keeping it occupied for the occupation.
You're occupying our feeds off now, Pro.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody's got a chance to watch everything the way we're doing it, so it's good.
Caleb, are you on the line?
Yeah, that's Div.
He had us
what's
in
up?
The green room. Hi, Div.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
How's Occupy San Antonio? I think you were talking about it just as we came back on. I didn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, no.
Dan's been occupying IRC.
I didn't go today. I went yesterday, and before that, I went on the first day, which was the 6th of October. It's getting really hectic, which I'm not really, like, happy about. It's very much organization. I'm going to see if I can help more tomorrow if I can go out there, but... I really don't know how it's working out right now, but I hope everything does get fixed up pretty soon.
And that was occupation,
that.
What, Dallas or San Antonio, or what are you talking about?
We're talking about San Antonio.
San Antonio. Oh.
Yeah.
Occupy the fucking, dude, occupy the Alamo.
Dallas,
yeah.
You know, they had filed an injunction that came before the courts today. They reached a compromise with the city. They actually moved them to a park closer to City Hall. The park that they're at is right behind City Hall now. And they told them they can be there for 60 days. So it gives them 60 days and then they'll cross the next bridge when they get there, I'm sure. But it looks like they have a good team of attorneys down there with them.
That's good. I know for us, we're at Hemisphere Park, but I think we had to move today because tomorrow is Beer Fest and they're having it there. And
Beer Fest
we're gonna
or Beer Fest?
Beer.
Beer, like as in drinking beer, booze?
Yes.
Cerveza?
Yes.
Oh, nice. You guys should join forces with them. They're the 99% too, aren't they?
Yes, I think I'm pretty sure they are, but I'm not sure how it's going to work out because of that also tomorrow. I'm pretty sure we're going to be, like, and marching down the Alamo and San Antonio and stuff.
Make sure if you go to the Alamo, if you go to the Alamo, make sure you visit the basement. I'm Vince in the Bay. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got to go quickly to Brosef Stalin. What's up, Brosef?
I put this carbine clip in your ass, bitch. You know the
dude. You already told me about your stupid clip, asshole. That's it. He's gone. Later, Brosef. All right, I'm going to fulfill a request right now. This is for my good friend Suse Seki. Is Suse Seki still in the chat room? Okay, yeah. This is a request by Suse Seki. It's the Minotaurs. Runaway Lane. Call me, bitches.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarray
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86 insegnare un gran posto.
Finish him.
Down goes Frieza. Down goes Frieza. Down goes Frieza.
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace. Victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? Was I fucking muted that whole goddamn time? Son of a bitch. Can you hear me? Test 1, 2. Is this thing on? My God. My bad, people. I was in the green room chatting with some guest listeners, or some guests that are going to be joining me here on the air in a second, and I came back on and I forgot to unmute myself. So I just talked to you for about 2.5 minutes while I was muted. Good times. It's internet radio. What do you want? Get over it. All right, what I was saying when I was muted there was that if you're new to the show and you're calling for the first time, you gotta press the number 1. Press the number 1 to alert me that you want to come on the air. A lot of people aren't familiar. You call in, the number's 347-826-7667. And then you press the number 1 and that will alert me and let me know you want to join the conversation. So I know some folks might have been frustrated. They were waiting for a while and didn't know why I went to them. Also, I just have a lot of people waiting on the switchboard. So without any further ado, let's go to the phone lines. And now we are joined by Anonymous 37. What's up, Anonymous 37?
Yeah, you can hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air. What's on your mind, bro?
Man, there's so much on my mind, to be honest with you. But I just wanted to talk to you about the how do you feel about the current state, personally, about the current state of Anonymous? And before you answer, how do you feel about anyone being able to commit any action and then claim the name Anonymous and bring that kind of reputation to us? Not to you, but to us.
The current state, I'll start with the first one. The current state of Anonymous, I don't know if there is a current state of Anonymous. I think Anonymous is kind of fallen into the background. I think at least from my perspective, at least I'm not saying that there aren't active Anonymous participants out there, but I think sort of as an entity, I think they kind of popped up their head over the summer, and I think they've kind of gone back underground for a while, for all intents and purposes. But
right.
I mean, and I'm not saying they're not still there, not still doing stuff. But I think Twitter might have killed Anonymous, to be honest. I think once Anonymous popped above ground and started surfacing on Twitter, that's when they started getting banned hardcore. And I think that should tell you something.
Yeah, well, they're trying to get all of us, but you know, some of us will remain anonymous, and some of us won't. But you know. There's a whole slander group. You know, there's this group of people who sit there on Twitter and they slander us and they want to find out where every one of us is and they want to find out what we do and what we represent. But, you know, it's funny that most of us are just here to fight for your freedom of speech and your action to do that. If you want to go out and find us, that's your right. You know, I don't exactly condone it, but we're fighting for people's rights. And I think it's kind of heinous that people sit here and they argue with us and then they make fun of us, like ProSec, like the people who trolled Caleb today. They're sitting there slandering Anonymous, but then if you look at them, the way they treat people, that isn't security. You know, if you're going to claim security, you don't sit there and call people names and this and that, even though that has nothing to do with security, the whole point of feeling secure, you know, that's kind of, it's moronic, it's stupid. And, you know, I have many things I want to talk to you about, and I've been on hold for a while, and yes, I know I probably should have hit one off the bat, and I screwed up. I am drunk, I am at a party, but fuck it. At least I got on air, right?
Yeah, absolutely, you're here. And so what's another thing you wanted to do? What was the second part of your question?
My second part was, how do you feel about people being able to claim Anonymous, any actions they do?
I think that's sort of, to me,
that, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think that Anonymous, in that regard, being able, having anyone able to essentially just put an avatar on a screen name on some account somewhere, whether it be on Twitter, IRC, whatever the fuck, YouTube. Yeah, anyone and anybody can assume that sort of banner and do actions under it. And I think that's sort of a microcosm of what a free society is all about. A free society, you know, has pluses and minuses. You got to take the good with the bad. The great thing about acting anonymously is you can do some great things, some amazing, brilliant, funny, engaging, enlightening things. And that's what I think attracts a lot of people to Anonymous. And but there's a double-edged sword there. That anonymity, if you can really achieve it, can also be exploited by you know, nefarious folks who you know, are allowed to peruse the internet.
Right.
It's just how it is.
They'll claim it.
Don't, you know, I don't want to see, you know, the internet get regulated and, you know, shut down more or less, like put on martial law, put the internet on martial law. But, you know, you could see the potential for that. I mean, didn't the internet, wasn't it created by the United States government?
Yeah, well,
Al Gore,
well, we
kind
of took it over. Think of how many people are connected by the internet. I'm very anti-nation. Like, I don't feel as though we should be Americans because we're all people. You know, before we divided, we were one, you know? And that's one beauty of the internet. The fact that you, as Vince in the Bay, can have someone from bumfuck China call you, and if they spoke English, can talk to you, you know? And that's beautiful to me.
Hey, are you talking about OpNoPro?
I mean, no, I'm not.
He's
calling
from bumfuck China, actually. That's funny. You just got doxed, OpNoPro. You're bumfuck China.
I ain't here to dox nobody, brother.
All right, cool, man. Fair enough. OpNoPro, your thoughts. You are a veteran of Anonymous, and you've listened to Anonymous 37 here. What are your thoughts?
Hey, 37. I talk to 37 on chat sometimes. My thoughts are substantial. First of all,
the questions that he brought up. The current state of Anonymous and what the
those are
bad
the two things which I will
bad.
Deal with, Vince. Those are the two things. Those are the two things. The current state of Anonymous is not responded to by talking about a whole bunch of advertising garbage and what people think the mass media of Anonymous is. Anonymous has no need whatsoever to talk about what it's doing. Many individuals that are deeply involved with true anonymity are an army of one. You cannot judge by a whole bunch of people that are going around talking about what the fuck they do or don't do. So 37, I think more people are going to do a bunch of time for their arrests because they said they have bigger dicks than they really have.
Exactly.
The beauty of anonymity is that you can really do whatever you want to say you can do and nobody knows anything different. The bitch of anonymity is that because you are saying these things, you just got fucked. So that's why I've always said that a certain degree of transparency is necessary in order to approach true anonymity. You have to share some things that are sound and kind of to the ground, the real essence of what Anonymous is all about. Anonymous did not start 7 years ago with a 4chan piece of shit, you know, B-Channel, whatever the fuck they want to think they take, a hold on. You know, Anonymous was started, Anonymity came out of MIT in 1946 as a hackers group. And the Model Railroad group that really established almost all of hacking is where all of this crap came from. A bunch of guys at one of the universities that just got together and said, hey, we don't know where to put the fucking trees, so they hacked the National Railroad grid in America. Fucking amazing. Now they know where to put the trees. That's the Model Railroad group that started all of hacking. That's where it goes back to. 1958 to 1962, Bear came in to computers. We've heard his name before. He kind of helped change a whole bunch of shit. That's when all the other campuses started logging in. We were on COBOL. We were on data cards. We were on little one quarter inch tape, little things you just stick in your pocket. You punch holes in it with pins. You would walk around with badges on your shirt because you could just punch holes into it, and you could turn it into a nuclear rocket instead of a piece of lemonade. It's really cool what you could do on the old tape stuff. But as that progressed, the whole thing about anonymity and really not giving a fuck, when we were hacking and I started in 68, when it was ARPANET, Vince, the military had set it up so that a message could get through. In other words, because of the routing that occurs within the internet architecture, when a message starts, it's impossible to stop it, because it will route to Tokyo, over to Australia, down to Ireland, up to England, and just keeps flying.
That's beautiful.
Hops. That's what the hops are all about. So when you're watching the hops on a trace route, etc., you're really watching the manner in which the technology works and how those bits of information were being passed during military requirements. And that's why it was set up, so that if we were going to do a nuclear attack or anything later on, that message would get through, things could be stopped, things could be accelerated, whatever the fuck they wanted to do. And that's how it happened. So as that opened up in 93 with Tim Berns at CERN in Switzerland giving the white paper on WWW, the World Wide Web, that's when the internet really hit and became a regular thing, regular commodity that we could be as big as IBM. That was like pure anonymity if you really think about it. Here I am with a dick as big as IBM just because I say I am, and there's no way of checking it. You remember how it all rolled out, 37? You know, everybody just going, whoa, fucking cool, I'm MTV.com. No, you're not, I'm MTV.com. No, you're not.
Right, and so on,
you know,
and so forth.
Yeah, and we all sat, and we did squatter's rights when it first started, and everybody had a fucking field day. And then eventually, those things changed, and we couldn't sit on the names anymore. We couldn't be MTV.com. They got sued, the kids that did it. We couldn't squat anymore. They said, okay, if I was the tangible reference earlier, then I'm the one that has the rights to that name. And that's where anonymity came into it, because people wanted to be something else. And in being something else, they could pretend that they are like the ProSec organization.
Oh, I've got a great example. I got a better example on the line right now with us, a great example of Anonymous at work, and a positive example that we should highlight and emulate. Our good friend Operation Anana Bear is here. Anana Bear,
yay!
Is that you?
Yay!
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 Operation Anana Bear, we're so pleased to have you with us again. What do you think about what we're talking about here? The current state of Anonymous. You of course are Anonymous. You're a full fledged car carrying member. What are your thoughts on the current state of Anonymous? Anani Bear, everybody. Anani Bear.
Sometimes you can be I'm a helium balloon.
Because,
yay.
Because anonymous is PR people. Let's just face it. You need good press. I'm a good press.
Barrett Browns. Yay.
Yay.
She had a rant the other day. She was pissed off about the whole Scarlett Johansson hack. I wish you would have done a show because I wanted to hear.
Oh yeah,
that
pissed about great. The guy. Oh wait, not a bear. You were
for
pissed.
121
years. 121
years.
That's ridiculous. Everyone in the South Country can be
anonymous. What are your thoughts on that, Anata Bear? He's going to get 120 something years. What the hell?
Damn.
They wanted to see Scarlett Johansson naked, and they shared it with the world. Maybe
yeah, he's not actually going to get that time, though. I mean, he'll.
Sure.
I think ultimately it'll. He probably won't even serve time.
She shouldn't have been naked.
Be a couple of years, but that's ridiculous. He's not going to get put away for 100 years.
No.
It's stupid.
But the point is, they put that sentence out there. 121 years to deter hackers. That's the point. And that's ridiculous.
It is. Let's see what our next caller thinks of it. I have a caller from 210. Oh, wait, I think that's Div. Div, are you back?
Hi. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Div, what's up? You're back on with Anani Bear.
Hi.
Cool. Hello.
Hi.
And everybody else.
Awesome. Yeah.
Ever
I
be
think
any war.
Go ahead. Continue.
Sorry, I think during one of the breaks or whatever, everything just, like, shut off. I was like, what the hell? So
oh,
I
that was
back.
Me. I was muted. I came back on the air and I was muted. That happens sometimes.
Oh.
It's internet radio. Oh. What do you want? I'm fucking trying to engineer this and navigate at the same time. And, yeah, I fucked up. My bad.
No worries.
So what's going on?
Nothing. Fractional reserve banking.
Fractional reserve banking. That is going on right now.
Yeah.
So, tomorrow there's going to be a huge End the Fed gathering as well across the country.
The world.
Well, no, End the Fed is just here.
End the Fed is just here. They'll have End the ECB or in Europe.
EBT.
No, not ET.
No,
ghost.
No, they're
ghost
doing it. It's
going to
be a worldwide movement tomorrow, supposedly. I can
the
find
Fed.
A list.
In the
somewhere.
Fed is just a movement here. It's just the yeah. Alex Jones, we are changing.
Hey, guys, if you guys have Twitter, did you guys notice this morning that there were two trending topics that were. It was Yo Salgo 15-0. It's basically I'll be out on 15th of October, and then there was another one. There was also 15 October ready, and then they disappeared like an hour later, but they were trending. It was like score.
Yeah, Twitter is well to say the Lowe's team has something really big in. Am I on mute? What the
in
the
no,
making
you're not.
For Twitter?
Oh. Well, pick my nose. Sorry.
Well, the thing about a lot of people claim Twitter is censoring topics and stuff like that. They're
oh,
really
we'll find
not.
Out.
Mary Mad can explain the algorithm really well. It's where we all learned it from. Twitter,
yeah.
If you have a hashtag that's been around for a long time, like Occupy Wall Street and all that, they're not going to trend. They only trend stuff that is new anymore, that is new now. So
yeah.
If you've been using something for months, it's not going to trend. Notice when Occupy Wall Street launched, we couldn't get it to trend. Well, then on the 17th, we switched to Take Wall Street, and Take Wall Street trended. Okay, and then once people stop tweeting it, it dies down. It's not just going to stay up there. Whatever the new one is going to... Yeah, Wendigo, obviously there's going to be some exceptions. Anytime Twitter's involved in the hashtag, I'm sure they're going to trend too. But there's a lot more that comes into play than just how many people are tweeting something. I mean, if you really take the time, and I'll find the link for y'all in a minute. If you really take the time to read what they said, you actually have to you have to search for where they explain the algorithm. But
yeah.
When you find it, then it actually does make sense. And yeah. Shagney, you're talking about how tweets are gone. I thought that too. And then when you search, make sure you put, there's a drag down menu that top, all, and all that. Make sure you have it on all first before that. Because
also, there's better places to search. I don't do any Twitter searches on Twitter. The best place to search is one of the engines like Topsy Realtime that allows you to see everything that they've removed and go back to inception. So they're really evaluating 100% of their flow plus what they don't want you to see. Also, you're able to go through protected accounts. So the people that set up protected accounts, which I will not accept any of them as followers, you're able to, if you use the Topsy engine in real time, because Google didn't renew with Microsoft for real time technology, they lost the license. So Topsy is really the best real time efficiency act that's going on. And also, if you use Between, if you're doing Twitter research and you use an analyzer called Between, BETWEEN, that will allow you to analyze any conversation between one individual and another, so you can literally tear apart, let's say, what Vince is saying with private, with prison, and just see how that flows. And also, there's a single area on Between where you can put in one person and literally have their entire life. And then you get into a whole bunch of analytical tools that you use to... Yeah.
Are you stopping, Anana Bear? Anana Bear, are you stopping the air again? Do I have to put you in the green room?
Yay. No.
Yay.
Anana Bear is like a...
Kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Anana Bear just hit puberty. She's discovering herself. And she can't help herself. She does it on the air. It happened.
Anana Bear, I'm being carp.
Let's check in with... Wait, hang on. Let's check in with... Hang on. Let's check in with Brosis Stone. Brosis Stone, what's going on?
Oh my God!
Motherfucker, talking out the side of your neck.
Neck.
Why are you so mad?
I don't give a fuck either, bitch.
Right, soundboard Sunday, or get a different fucking soundboard, dude. Come on, move on to something different, bro. Oh, my bad. Sorry, everybody. 347-826-7667 is the number. Oh shit, my mom's on the line. VITB's mom. What's up?
Vince, get down.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh my God.
There's important shit to be talking about right now.
Don't lie.
Yeah, Vince, talk about some important stuff on your show.
Hey, that's crappy.
Like, all right, in all seriousness, OpnoPro is explaining tools that can be used for people that just rely on Twitter. Even though they don't know that Twitter blocks and deletes a lot of stuff, I have been noticing that.
I think you guys are way too paranoid.
No.
I don't think
Vince.
Twitter blocks any of that shit. I really
absolutely,
don't.
Absolutely, Vince. Absolutely. They've even admitted it. Are you crazy? I mean,
Vince,
you are off the hook if you're talking about it's not going on, Vince.
I thought the whole thing with Occupy. I thought the whole thing with Occupy Wall Street is the hashtag was too long.
We're not talking about
that's why
that.
You
can
hashtag
both.
Vince, search for Occupy Seattle. Almost everything is gone from last night. Almost everything. I can't find shit anymore.
Oh, quickly. It's time for a news break.
That helped. Let's take some of the most important comments and throw
with
some...
With our news correspondent, Anana Bear. Go ahead, Anana Bear. What do you have? What kind of update do you have for us?
To Anana Bear.
One time, this fucker was at the Hollywood Riot in late July. And she's
we take the most important things. New paragraph.
She took pictures of the cops and putting them on Twitter. And then she went back to go look at them. They were gone. The tweets were there, but the pictures were gone. So they do delete things. They do. It's true.
Amazing. Thank you, Anana Bear. Appreciate for that news update.
You If half nothing's being deleted from Twitter, that's my only evidence. Sorry.
No, you could have reported on something completely different. That's actually what I was hoping for.
Oh, I'm at Occupy OA.
Already? You're there already?
Yeah, I've been here for like 3 hours.
Holy shit, what's going on down there?
Oh, GA's still going on. It's been going on for like 3 hours. Ridiculous.
Are people naked?
No, I don't think they do nudity here. I wish they did.
Dude, come up to San Francisco. Do Occupy San Francisco. They get naked up here.
Oh, okay. Yay!
Plenty of naked people.
Yay!
Naked is good. Let's bring on another caller, shall we, everybody?
If you have been in any of my occupations, you know how we do it. New paragraph.
There it is. Area code 810, you're on the air. What's up? Welcome to Free Ball Friday. Caller from 810, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller. You're live. Hello? Caller, 810, going once, going twice.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's that? Hello? Did we lose him? Yeah, he rage quit. I don't know what that was all about. 347-826-7667 is the numeral. Vince in the Bay. And I have with me OpNoPro, DJ Shagme, Anon Sicko.
Don't tap me. Don't use my name.
Goose Cream Soup. Anani Bear, who's reporting live right now at Occupy Los Angeles. And we have Div. And now we're joined by Guitar Derp. What's up, Guitar Derp?
Not much. How's it going?
Oh, it's just Free Ball Friday. Everybody's just letting it all hang out tonight. Nothing in particular. What's on your mind? You've been listening for a little bit. What do you got to say?
I was distracted by The Simpsons and nachos.
Nachos. I could get distracted by some nachos.
I don't really have much
no
more
peppers,
to say
though.
On
I don't like
topic.
Peppers. What?
I don't have much more to say on the topic.
All right. Is there another topic you'd like to switch to? Something else that you'd like to get off your chest?
Not really.
Dude, I was looking at Occupy Oakland. The Boots Riley concert looked pretty badass. I wish I wasn't so fucking dirt tired and sick yesterday. I would have checked that out. It was him with his girlfriend, Gabby Lala, who's been a guest on my show, actually. She accompanied him on a little like acoustic set, but she played sitar background with some loops playing and she was going over it with sitar. It was pretty badass, dude. Dave Id from was it Indie Bay? He just tweeted some photos from that.
I don't know how I didn't hear about it.
It was yesterday in Oakland. I mean, Operation Oakland's been going on for a while. They have a huge encampment too, and it's totally endorsed by. It's like LA. It's endorsed by the city, and it's all good. Yeah, and you know what's cool is they have. If you look at the aerial view. Is they have a little tent city, and then there's a little amphitheater essentially right there at the park where they can have their assemblies and their performances and stuff. And Boots and his girlfriend Gabby Lala. If you go back to my archives, I think in April ish, I had Gabby Lala on my show. She's badass. She used to play with Les Claypool. She's a sitar artist, and she plays ukulele. She's badass on the ukulele actually. Definitely good times. Let's see who else we have on here on the air. We got a lot of callers on the switchboard. Everybody is unmuted, so don't feel people are getting like all paranoid about being muted. I do mute people to move along the conversation and get to new callers. So, you know, if you're butthurt about that, I apologize, but our panel is live and I'm going to add some more folks to it. Let's see who we got here. The Party Van is here now with us. What's up, Party Van? Party Van, you're live. What's up?
Don't trust it. It's Chris Hansen.
The guy goes like, what's up? Oh,
hey. Hi, my
it's actually the party game. Shit. Oh, fuck. All right, I gotta go.
Party?
My goodness. Let's see. We got another caller. 810. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. This is City of Flint. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, City of Flint. I'm doing well. What's on your mind, dude?
Not too much. I'm actually at work, so I've only got a second here. But
go for it. What's on?
I just wanted to say that OpNoPro there, I really enjoy listening to him. I don't know a whole lot about anything, and the guy seems to be pretty knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah, he's real smart.
I make it all up. Thank you, man. Appreciate
Yay!
It. The only reason I appear smart is because I hang around a lot of really stupid, fucked up assholes.
I resent that, bro.
Hence why he calls into the show. Right. That's why he calls into the show.
Can you stop talking about me? Like, geez.
I'm sorry.
Right on. Like I say, I'm actually down here in Detroit right now, so I got to keep an eye around me. But
oh boy,
I enjoy the show, and I even like that Anana Bear. So you guys
Yay!
Have a great rest of the night, and I'll be listening when I get off.
Yay!
Anana, thanks
Yay!
For the appointment.
Miles, to you.
I actually video have...
Flint, everybody. Nice to
no
hear
pro,
from
if I'm
going to
be your vice president, you got to quit calling me stupid in public. It isn't going to work out so well if you keep calling me stupid in public.
I fired my campaign manager yesterday. I don't. Was it yesterday or the day before? The fucking ProSec group called me up, ended up being the campaign manager. I never explained what happened. It was all those assholes on the other side, or maybe it really was Yes Pro out of Texas. But I called her.
Oh, really?
Called her, and she ends up being a newbie in Texas, and she had never done a Twitter account in her life, and so she decides to jump in and start talking to Parallax 9, who immediately goes to her and says, "Oh, you got to ask OpNoPro a bunch of questions for me." And she's going, "Oh, cool, this is so exciting. Yeah, 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 yeah," you know? So I fired her on the spot. And called her.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Ananabear. You have a question. Go for it.
Who's Parallax 9? And why is he hitting on Miss Becker?
Because Miss Becker.
Ignore him.
Okay,
ignore Parallax. Ignore the motherfucker, please.
But who is he?
Ignore, you end up going to jail, you stupid fuck. And
yeah.
Everyone needs to ignore it because he is dangerous for
his real. His real name is Chris Hansen.
Okay. I don't like that guy.
Wait, one of the Hansen brothers? Do you think
Oh, God. Yeah. One of the guys at Billy Vanilli, too, the one that was doing the lip syncing. No, I don't think so. But he's just a lot of them are very significant. He's turned in information. He provides it to the federal sources. He has affected prison terms. He has affected sentencing. He has people picked up. I can't say more about it. I don't understand why everybody thinks, "Oh, I'm safe. I can handle it. I'm different. I won't have a problem with this person." Are you listening, Crappy? Fire. Are you listening, Miss Becker, when I said, "Get the fuck away from me"? You talk to
Becker's,
him, I want to know
Miss Becker's not
you.
Here, actually. But
Annabelle said she was very close friends, so you take it back, okay?
Well, she cuddles with her. She cuddles with her. I don't know. Maybe,
not even
maybe
with a 30-foot pole.
Miss Becker wasn't talking to him, so she's just wondering, because he was tweeting at her, and she was just ignoring him.
I am talking for real,
yeah,
so
don't
take
don't feed the trolls. General rule of
thumb. Okay, I wasn't fucking
don't
talking to Parallax 9. God damn it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You're hated on me because of someone else. You're hated on me because someone else is tweeting at me, and I'm not responding, and then I get, like, OpNoPro hate out of nowhere.
Hey. I don't hate, okay? First of all,
okay.
I don't hate. If I hate anybody, I hate individuals that take advantage of Anons under a pretense of cyberbully anonymity themselves, which is called trash cunt ProSec. Okay? I don't like them. I don't like the people that
I agree.
I don't like this whole brash attitude that they have towards individuals that dump data, and then yet they just dump shit themselves. So take all the hypocritical fucks, take all the contradictions of all sides, anonymous and pro-sex, and get it straight, because nobody has a right to dump shit. Period.
Right.
And on that, we have another caller. It's Op No Pro for Prez. What's up, Op No Pro for Prez? Dude, your voice thing is so messed up, I can't tell what the hell you're saying.
The aliens are coming for me.
Welcome to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Call in now. 347-826-7667. We got 33 minutes to go. Oh, God. Never get it. Can't get
it. God damn it, Op No Pro.
What are you talking about, Anana Bear? Oh, Anana Bear's back. Anana Bear, are you snuggling with Ms. Becker? Is that why you popped in a second?
Yeah, she's up there.
Yay!
Pretty sure that was under a tarp.
No, tighten your underwear.
Yay!
Free Ball Friday, everybody. What do you want?
I just
want
to say thanks, guys. I haven't laughed this hard all day.
Balls to you!
Free Ball Friday. Let it all hang out. We got Anana Bear live at Occupation LA. How many folks are down there right now? It's 10:30 at night. Like, what sort of crowds out there, Anana Bear?
There's gonna be about 1,000 people here, I think.
Wow! Did you check out
1,000 people? Wait, did you say 1,000 or 9,000? Did you say 1,000 or 9,000?
9,000.
Whoa!
Over 9,000?
Oh my God! 1,000. 1,000. That one doesn't
care. Anana Bear, are you taking some sort of mind-altering substances out there? What are they passing around out there at Operation LA exactly?
Wait, it's your cocaine. Vince, it's your cocaine.
Is it my shit? Is that what you assholes did? You stole my shit and donated it to them?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I got to find a tweet that I put out today.
I'm not admitting nothing.
It's this arrest. I'll get it for you. It's got 103 people that got arrested in... what's the garlic town in California that does
Gilroy.
Garlic?
Gilroy.
Okay, I put this tweet out about 103 people that got arrested in Operation Garlic Press this morning.
Are you shitting me?
Totally.
Is it
illegal
roundup?
Yeah, they did it. I mean, they smashed 103 gang members, which I can't figure out what the fuck they're doing in Garlicville anyway. But
well, you move there because it's cheaper.
Yeah, but most of those guys are from Cesar Chavez back in the 60s. Remember, he took everybody out of the grape area and moved them to the Hitherlands, kind of between Berkeley and Gilroy. So I figure that's where every person is. But it was so funny because, Vince, they got the 103 guys, and I think it was, let me see, I'll work from my head. It was a 1 ounce, 28.4 grams of heroin. That's enough for Barrett Brown in his bathroom. Then it was 3.5 pounds of methamphetamine. Then the big shit, 10 Oxycontins. My son has more than 10 with his girlfriend in the bathroom right now. Then it was... It was the dumbest thing. I mean, this arrest, 103 people, and they have less drugs than I have in my kitchen cabinet on a bad day. That's fucking nuts. And they spend all of that time and energy to arrest a zillion people. This is like going out and arresting a bunch of anons for breaching some computer integrity. You know, putting out 200 search warrants, fucking with everybody. And
is that a violin I hear out there, Anana Bear? Is that a violin?
Oh, crap, that's my TV. That's my TV. Sorry.
Oh, that's your TV. Are you trying to cue the violins? You want us to be more depressed than we already are?
That was a commercial that just came on.
I'm under the tarp. I'm under the tarp.
Shut up. Shut up.
Speaking of which, we have another caller now, Skype caller, that goes by Official Occupy Miss Becker. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Sounds like an atom bomb just fucking exploded.
I thought you meant me. There's an operation to occupy me, I guess.
And the official, that's
I call top half.
That's the worst.
I thought that was done 3 days ago. What the fuck?
That was the worst soundboard ever, dude. You wasted your official Occupy Ms. Becker.
There's a hashtag.
Hash? You're going to jail.
Oh, I may be. I didn't realize there's like two surveillance cameras on either end of the city hall, and I've peed many times on the lawn where they could probably see me. So I can't do that this weekend because now I'm aware of it.
Where is people's awareness?
Yes. So the city of Los Angeles has files on me, just pictures of me pissing.
If any of the members of the Los Angeles Police Department would like to share those with us, feel free to screen cap and send it to vinceinthebay@gmail.com. Once again, if you're listening, because I know we have a lot of feds and police departments that tune into the show, if you have those Miss Becker nudes, please feel free to once
They're
again
not
to forward
nudes.
Them.
I mean, I'm pretty. I'm wearing a long coat. I'm pretty covered up. You can't see anything. It's not like a cheek or anything.
Well, maybe it's just an interesting compromising shot that I could use for blackmail to sell to Operation, what was it, Occupy Ms. Becker?
Ms. Becker.
Anyway, I would just want to reach out to the people and all the departments.
I'm already so doxxed anyways that you might as well just make it, like, go to extremes with me.
Okay.
Find my diaries.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they did with Kishu. I don't know if I would.
Oh, yeah. I'm kidding.
I'm always up for challenge.
Oh, God. I mean, I've been on the internet since I was six, so there's, and I've used the name L.E.B. the whole time.
Stop
so
talking.
Sure
you're making it too easy.
You're making it a lot worse for yourself.
You're making it way too easy.
See?
Yeah.
No, I'm totally aware of it, so I don't care, and I'll be able to explain anything you find. I'm just saying.
What is going on in my chat room? What the hell is happening?
Are they scrolling?
Has there been like a scroll-a-thon?
No.
That's the Operation Garlic Press arrest.
Wow.
I'm dying. How do they fucking make names up? Do they go, I'm hearing from an onion?
Operation Garlic Press. This is amazing.
You should have thought they were fighting. It's 16 months.
Now keep in mind, this is 103 people. Remember that 2 months ago they circled a fucking submarine, and when it came up, it had 850 tons of heroin and shit. I mean, more than you can imagine. We're talking
Operation Garlic Press.
Oh, fuck. This is
what began as an effort to crush crime in Gilroy grew into Operation Garlic Press, a sprawling 16-month multi-agency, five-county undercover operation that netted illegal drugs, enough stolen cars to fill a parking lot, guns galore, and more than 110 suspects from Salinas to San Jose. Yeah, dude, this is
It's 1.5 months per oxy, Vince. Do the math. One and a half months of that many cops for 10 oxys? Are you fucking kidding me? 16 months to get 10 Oxycontins? You reach into Rush Limbaugh's fucking pocket and you just grab some. What the fuck?
That's what I do.
Every time I see him, you bet, man. It's part of our breakfast. That's crazy. So let's go global revolution, Vince. It's not about the Federal Reserve. This is the whole world is happening. And by the way, it's already started. If you want to get a feel, start looking at some of the countries that already started it 6 hours ago.
Yay! All right, we have Occupy Miss Becker is back. What's up, Occupy Miss Becker?
I got a tarp.
What was that, the ocean or something? Or is that supposed to be the sound of wind blowing over a tarp? What the hell is that, dude? That was a failed soundboard, dude.
I don't know.
Failed troll attempt there. Try again.
Was it from Crappy?
Well, what do you expect? What do you think?
I hope.
I don't know. I just got back from the bathroom.
He's obsessed. He won't let it go.
Save it for for Sunday, crap. Hey, Vince, do you ever get the feeling that your radio show is like Twitter, that you talk in like 140 characters or less at a time, and then you deflect and you kind of hang everybody up, and then you go on to a new topic, and then you drop something that you believe philosophically, and then you bullshit, and then you go another 140 characters? Do you think that that has any reality, or am I just get in line for Operation Garlic Press? I mean, maybe they left me.
Now, I'm going to let you finish, but first, I got to say, pie is a much better topic, probably the best topic of the year. I'm out.
What's
pie? You said pie was the best topic? Oh, hey, and the answer, the answer, the answer, Op No Pro, the answer, Op No Pro, is yes. But he wanted to talk about pi.
Maybe
what
it's 3.14161787 36. I don't know. I don't think.
I was pulling a Kanye West. Like, come
hair
on.
Pie. Oh. Oh.
Did no one get that?
No.
Nobody heard that.
Fast. I mean, no.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge,
winning.
Somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't
winning.
There. Winning.
Winning.
Yay.
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 Chuck is on the line. Oh, have you heard my Chuck remix?
No.
No.
Winning.
Oh, it's off the hook. Yeah, that it's all that from that one call. I basically cut out all the, what was he on with Alex Jones? I basically just cut out all the Alex Jones parts, and the guy is just on fire and fuego in that fucking that one interview. It's amazing. He became a legend from that one interview. It was fucking unreal. But yeah, here it is. Check it out.
PBR Street Gang is almighty, almighty. I copy, over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The goddesses? We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? I don't know. Winning? Anyone? We're not live, are we? I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second. Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning. Bull. S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye. Is guys like you and I and Nails. And all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way, those guys, damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart, and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family.
Oh, wow.
And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the
all right,
middle.
All right, enough
I don't live in the middle
bullshit.
Anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And I just, it's just not a so, you know, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity.
Charlie,
tremendous...
take it over. God damn it, Charlie.
Winning.
Damn you. Smoke some more crack and shut up.
You had something you wanted to say, Shagmy?
Yeah, Tokyo is live right now if you want to look.
Tokyo? What, Operation Tokyo? Or Occupy Tokyo?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, way.
Yeah, it should
be
started in Hague. It started in... I mean, I've been watching Hague for 4 hours. What are you talking about?
Winning.
Winning.
Fuck you, Charlie.
Vince is...
S-H-I-T...
Where's my link for the 75 live streams? Not the one. Where's that one that I put out every hour? You have that?
Oh, occupystream.org?
Yeah, but I have a different one that I got from Exile that we're using in Europe, and it's got the world, all the streams, in one location. Hold on, I'll grab it off my Twitter. I just changed my browser, so it lost all of my stuff. It's okay. Hold on. I'll grab it.
All right, we'll wait.
Godzilla.
Go ahead. We'll be here.
Godzilla!
We got 76 trombones. We got another call. Oh, Occupy Vince's mom is here. What's up, Occupy Vince's mom? Kurt Long. Second Hallmark green card come to life. That's right. Welcome to the wonderful world of Disney. Everything will be better, folks. Occupied in the this book. Fuck.
Sounds like shit.
That sounds terrible.
Hi, Carrot News. Hi.
Sure did. What the fuck?
Hi,
that song makes me want to.
Oh my god. The pain will end soon, folks. 18 minutes to go. 18 minutes. Out of here.
Speed it up.
London is live.
Yep.
London is Occupy London? Are you shitting me?
Why wouldn't they be, Vince? What are you getting at?
Vince, do you live in a closet?
Hello, Vince. Why?
No, I came out. I came out. I had a show last week coming out. What was it? Coming out Tuesday? It was National Coming Out Day. I came out, yeah.
That's why I came on.
Why do you not believe that the other parts of the world are involved? Vince, I don't get it.
I didn't realize it. Well, no, you know what? Diane Sawyer actually told me. You're right. I forgot.
All over 1,000 continents.
I did know. I'm tired. I'm sick. I've been sick for the last 3 days. Like, it's hard to concentrate. Diane, what was that again?
We thought we'd bring you up to date on those protesters, the Occupy Wall Street movement. As of tonight, it has spread to more than 250 American cities, more than 1,000 countries, every continent but Antarctica.
1,000 countries. You're
yes.
Right. It's everywhere.
It's
1,000 countries.
Even Antarctica.
Spread over 9 planets.
Siberia. The tundra. All over. I haven't seen anything in Africa yet. I'd love to see something.
Are you kidding me? We just occupied Africa today. Obama sent troops to Central Africa. Are you shitting me? Of course. We're occupying Africa already, dude. We're everywhere.
Thank you, Obama, you piece of shit.
He's a pro
at sending troops over into other nations without consulting Congress first.
You kidding me? The Nobel Prize winning anti-war candidate.
Obama,
the one that's expanded. What? This is war. I can't keep track anymore. This is war number what? Technically, war now like number 8 or 9. We're on now.
It's
ridiculous. I mean, We're bombing Yemen. We're bombing Pakistan. We're bombing. We're backing troop rebels in Libya who are allegedly Al Qaeda for all intents and purposes. And now we're sending soldiers down to the middle of Africa. Jesus Christ! What, you know? First of all, actually, I was kind of shocked we didn't already have troops everywhere in Africa. But
another map.
Why not fucking Somalia?
Occupy
Somalia. That shit is
we
crazy.
We can't get
that
any money. It doesn't benefit us at all to occupy Somalia.
Rape these barges all the time. It's out of control.
It's out of control.
But there's no money there for us.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Occupy Africa, 15th of October, 2011. All right, nice.
Saturday is everywhere. The global revolution that takes place on Saturday, which has already started in some locations, is more discussion. It's not really about occupying. It's about bringing things to a head as a world.
It's awareness.
And,
that's it.
Yeah, it's really to just sit and exchange ideas and thoughts and direction. It's not really a day to pursue significant change, but it's a day to accept significant change in yourself. It's to, like, wake up, you know, and smell the coffee day. You got to, like, give hugs and go to make a, what is it, make a bear, whatever the fuck it's called.
Build a bear.
I did that with Maxine. I did that for electronic rights. Maxine Clark. Maxine ran all the fucking shoe stores. What are those called? Payless. 931 stores, and then she founded Build-A-Bear. I called her on Mother's Day at home to get her rights to represent. I said, Mom, I need you to give me your rights right now, and she did. And that's a true story. Kind of cool. Maxine Clark, the owner of Build-A-Bear. Great lady. So we're going to build a Lauren.
Wait, she's a Build-A-Burger?
Build a hamburger. Fancy.
Build-A-Burger?
Oh, I don't say that, guys. I'm starving over here. That's not funny.
Build a baby burger. Eat a baby.
Eat a baby? sleep in a tarp.
All right, let's take another call. This call, there's another Skype caller, not a troll. Go ahead, not a troll.
What's up, Vince?
Hey, what's up? Is this Caleb?
It sounded like crappy airbags.
No, it's not. It's me.
Oh, wow, it did sound like crappy airbags for a minute.
Hey.
Hi.
I guess.
Hi.
Did your balls drop recently, bro? I know it was just your birthday, but did your balls drop too? Ah, oh, he's getting so grown up, guys.
I'm gonna cry.
They grow up so fast.
Don't you get
hairy?
Wow, I really poked myself in the eye. Now my eye really is watering.
Don't do that.
That's your fault, Caleb.
Occupy Italy? What can I find?
I was occupying my soundboard, but I got tired of it.
Hey, Crappy. Do you understand what we're talking about, Crap?
I wasn't listening most of the time. I was off.
Not here.
Dealing with some stuff.
Black shit, dick.
I heard something. You said, hey, Crappy, when I turned on my phone, and I didn't hear what you said before it, so.
All right, well.
I kind of felt lost in the wind.
Fuck.
I blocked him today.
That doesn't mean shit, okay? That you do something that you should have done from the beginning. I don't know what Warren said. It's not my place to tell you that you're fucked up and stupid. That's not my place.
Well,
but
you did say.
Why would you do that, man? I told you a week ago to lay off that crap. You said you were listening. We already talked about it. Then I see you come out the gate fucking like a stallion, having 40 threads of conversations, thinking that you can do something better than everybody else.
Hey, those were 40.
What the fuck? Hey, I always exaggerate to make a point. 12 and a half.
Okay, first of all, there was over 9,000 threads. There was over 9,000 threads.
Oh, 9,000?
Like two, huh?
9,000? Let's go, Crappy.
9,000? There's no way that could be right.
Question. Wow, Crappy, you know what I'm saying. Give it up.
Occupy Russia?
That's not the first time Crappy's been told to give it up this week, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Now,
give what up?
It's old behavior.
Obviously
exactly.
Not virginity. Obviously not.
Whoa.
I'm listening to everything you say. I'm not hearing anything, but I'm listening to everything you say, OPRO. I'm sorry.
Don't be mean. Go be mean. Cut it out.
Downward twinkles.
What are downward twinkles?
Downward twinkles.
pee going down. What is that, man?
I don't even
downward
know.
Twinkle.
Twinkles means you like something. Downward twinkles means you don't like something.
Is twinkles like with your hands? Is it that hand?
Yeah, when
yeah,
it's
that hand thing.
When you wave your fingers, shit.
Wiggle your fingers.
Yeah. Do they have light bulbs?
Twinkles, everyone. Oh, downward twinkles.
Wait, Vince. What is a sign when you're getting beaten in the head by a cop?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What?
What are the hand signs when you're getting beaten in the head by a cop?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Just flailing.
Flailing.
Randomly.
I'm at the frog arm.
All right, that's enough.
What is this?
Caleb.
Occupy Hawaii.
Oh, man. You know what's interesting? We set up these things, and then all of a sudden you join, like, Occupy Hawaii, because we were all talking about going over there and protesting while we're on the beach. And all of a sudden, these little fucks are following all the Occupies, and you get all these little questionnaires. Do you want to buy real estate in Hawaii? Would you like a pineapple sent to your mother? Are you getting hit with all those crap assholes that just join you because you occupy something and they're following the Occupy list? Have you been watching that? Oh, God, all these fuckers that just follow you all of a sudden because you join a new occupation, and it's just all this advertising crap.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how much money Walmart is making for advertising with, what is it, Livestream. Every time you switch a Livestream, Walmart.
Nothing wrong with that. Look, somebody has to offset those costs in order to do that production. Vince is certainly aware, having a background in this area, that those costs have to be offset some way. And if it takes Walmart to put up money in order to be able to support the live stream being fed to us free, I'm all in favor of that. I have no problem whatsoever. I will, you know, they are allowing us to opt out of the ads. You can hit it. It'll say, you know, in 3 seconds, hit here, or wait 30 seconds and be a moron. It'll be right there. So.
Or wait 30 seconds and be a moron.
Yeah, it's like this has been going on.
I'm wondering why I waited 30 seconds and my IQ dropped a little bit today.
That's what happens. It's like tight underwear. It'll get you every time.
Yay!
So
I don't wear underwear.
That you know,
on Fridays.
Whatever. What I find funny is, yesterday I was watching Global Revolution, and the ad was about buying gold. It was hysterical. So
oh, wow.
The ads are getting smarter. You know, like when you watch ads on eBay, and I mean on YouTube, I'll publish them in my advertising contest about funny shit. But the other day I went to some hacker stuff that Anonymous had put out on videos on YouTube, and the ad was a programming course for security and stopping DDoS attacks. I was laughing my ass off, but these things go on all the time. The you know, the ad sense, which senses what the conversations are about. So a lot of the Anonymous videos on YouTube now have some really funny fucking advertisers, because they, you know, we're talking about DDoS or whatever and this, that, hacking. And man, I've seen like military shit. I've seen guns being offered on some of the Anonymous. It's hysterical. I love it. So
OpNoPro, what do you think about or what are your feelings, because on what was it, Denver, I heard that there was a bomb threat called in, so that's why they came in and they were checking stuff out.
That's what I had heard as well, but not that being the reason for them to come in. I heard there was a threat, but that also occurred when we were running Op Orlando, if you recall, the night that the mask was put at Buddy's corner on the signs, remember? And that night, somebody had called in a bomb threat in Florida, and that kind of upsets everything. What do I think about it? I think that that's going to go on. I don't think it should surprise anybody. Unfortunately, it distracts from the real purpose, but it is common to have those kinds of things as people are listened to more. And get those kinds of things, you're probably doing something right. It's unfortunate to say it that way, but
yeah.
They're using your venue as a reason to suggest that they have a bomb, then they know that your venue is active. So 2 weeks ago, when the media was not covering dick all, 3 weeks ago, and it started with 12 people in New York, and look at what it is now. I love it. You know, it goes from 1,200 tweets to 184,000 that I looked at yesterday in the Topsy engine to 786,000 now. So the magnitude is like fucking enormous, and that is expected. I expect to have that kind of shit, rapes, heads getting popped, all kinds of crap to occur that has nothing to do with the riot or the sit-in whatsoever.
There's a moment there when the riot squad came out where I felt the tensity between the protesters and the riot squad. It was just like, all right, now what to do? And all of a sudden in Denver, they started singing the Star Spangled Banner. That just seemed to ease everything down, which I thought was great.
Yeah, I missed that. I saw the camera feed from the NBC News team, and they were trying to be a little bit too conservative in their coverage. They were trying to be fair and balanced. They were trying to like be very neutral, and they stayed very far away too. They weren't even in the park. They were like across the street shooting with like a telephoto lens across to the park, so they were keeping a very comfortable distance from the thing, and I thought that was interesting. But from what I saw, everything seemed more or less peaceful, and I think in general, these protests have been going on for almost a month now, And I think more or less, you know, all things considered, everything has been pretty peaceful on all sides. I mean, save for the NYPD, these, you know, few little flare-ups. Other than those few little blips on the radar, for the most part, everybody on both sides seems to be cool and more or less, you know, letting it stay peaceful and above the belt, despite, you know, what differences they might have. But I don't know. We're almost done with the show, so I got to wind it down here and get to everybody's final thoughts before we say goodnight here. And let's go around the horn here, and I'll start with Anon Sicko. Any final thoughts before we sail out of here?
Not much, guys. See you on Sunday.
Sunday. All right, thanks, Anon Sicko. I appreciate you calling in, as always. Let's go to Shagmi, well, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
Yes, it would be interesting to see what happens tonight. I'll be sticking with everything going on, taking notes, writing stuff down, and helping people out and kind of maneuvering them through this whole situation, because I've seen it, 20 times now in the past week, and it should be interesting tonight. I'll try to keep updates up. And add me on Twitter at dshagmeb. Also, New Jersey has been doing pretty good so far. They're on day 7 now. Day 8, I can't remember. And they had a little run-in with the state police because the local authorities were all for it and very supportive. Seems someone called the state troopers and they came in and... Whereas the guy was very aggressive, telling them, take down the tarp, you got an hour, I'm going to arrest you. They settled the situation, they called a lawyer up, they're getting it dealt with now, so don't fuck with Jersey.
All right, thanks for your parting thoughts, Shagmi. OpNoPro, anything in parting you'd like to share?
The occupation is starting in my local town. It was announced yesterday. I'm certainly assisting it, funding it, and making sure that everybody is taken care of. No, I'm not discussing where it is. Go fuck yourselves, Parallax, you asshole. And that's really neat. I'm in the capital, so, you know, the state capital is, the provincial capital is where I am. And because I represent the government, it's going to be a hell of a fucking wild weekend. I'm already getting some satellite calls not to participate, but I told them that I will absolutely be doing that, and that I'll keep things straight. So it's going to be cool. I love it. I am so happy that this is happening, and I hope everybody...
Me too, bro. We got to go. I got to go. Goose Cream Soup, anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm too...
Perfect. Anana Bear, anything you'd like to say in parting?
Yeah, Eden, we are snuggly. Expect hugs.
Oh, my God, I expect it. Div, anything you'd like
Yay!
To say? Div, anything, finally, in parting, you'd like to say? No? Is she asleep already? She fell asleep. All right. My apologies to anybody I didn't get to. I got to get the hell out of here. This is the end of the show. Thanks for coming out. Shouts out to Sonic Youth. Too bad you guys aren't together anymore, bros. But, hey, bros before hoes, I guess. Got to keep the band together. I don't care if you're not together anymore. Whatever. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out, everybody.
Bye. See you later.
World.
Ready.
Thank you very nice.